what I'm going to do is read the beginning of a new text that I'm working on, which is called Writing Through Finnegan's Wake. Finnegan's Wake is one of the books which I've always loved and never read. I have dipped into it, but never read it through. So I decided, that I think the reason was that in 38, when it was published, I was already busy writing music and I didn't have time. But now, in order to think that I had time, I made this project of writing through it, and in order to write through it, I not only read it, but I read it several times. And what I'm writing are called misostics. An acrostic is when you have the name down the edge. Misostic is when the name down the middle. And an example of a misostic on the word morel, a mushroom, for instance, is that the M of morel must be represented by a word that has an M but does not have an O, because the O belongs on the second line. And the O must have a word in it that doesn't have an R, etc. So the example is music, the M, conducted, the O, in spring, the R, by trees, the E, colon, Dutch elm disease. So what I looked for in Finnegan's Wake in order to write through it were misostics on his name, James Joyce. What I'm going to do first is read the first page of Finnegan's Wake, and then read the first two chapters in the form of misostics on his name. River run past Eve and Adams, from swerve of a shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicus of recirculation back to Howth Castle and environs. Sir Tristram Violaire d'Amoris, for over the short sea, had Passancor re-arrived from North Armorica, on this side the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor, to wielder fight his peninsula at war. Nor had Top Sawyer's rocks by the stream O'Connie exaggerated themselves to Lawrence County's Georgios, while they went Dublin their mumper all the time. Nor a voice from a fire bellows to Mishi Mishi to Tauf Tauf through Art Beatric. Not yet, though very soon after, had a kid's cad butt-ended a bland old Isaac. Not yet, though all's fair in Vanity, where Sosie Sessler's wroth with two on Nath and Joe. Wrought a peck of Paz malt, had Jem or Shen brewed by Arclight, and Rory End to the Regenbrow was to be seen ringsome on the aqua face. The fall, ba 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 dalgarach taka minaran kan ran tanaran tuan tantrovaruan son skan tuhu hurden and thurnuk of a once Wall Street old bar is retailed early in bed and later on life down through all Christian minstrelsy. The great fall of the off wall entailed at such short notice the fashoot of Finnegan, Erse solid man, that the humpty hillhead of himself promptly sends an unquiring one well to the west in quest of his tumpty tum toes, and their upturned pike point and place is at the knockout in the park where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Devlin's first loved Livy. Thank you. Roth with 2-1 Nath and Joe, a malt gem shen shoot of Finnegan, that the Humpty lid of himself is at the knockout in the park. Jacob, the father my heaven sky sign. Judges or Deuteronomy wash the future bench and juki chap, mighty cement and edifices, the jebel and the crop herb fly day, and she all casually Ansar's helpers, Jolly Bool and Strumpet Thump, and all the uproar Alfruz, to fiel his bay winds, obobos, all the livy long tricky trokies. Was he on the joint of a dash, Fin Fo Fum the Fush? Jamie, our country is a French. The flag is the grandman's engine. This is the crinoline of the Alps, hooping to shelter shock the three Napoleons. This is the Ginny's. Ginny's is a coup in her Philippi dispatched to irrigate the Willingdon. The Ginny's Fontenoy the Lipoleums. The Lipoleums is gone cherry Ginny's. Fig tree you, damn fairy Anne. Tick for he for the Ginny's. Drink a sip, Lipoleums in the houses. Ginny's cry, goat away, Belgium's kitchen the crepes. Ginny's brandish marmorial Sophie Kipo, his runaway Ginny's. Porca, spy on the Willingdon, waggling his tailor scrub, the half of a hat, up jump and pump him, the this jig-o-lantern, candle little house, quaintly mine, and such reasonable weather too. Gist and tonight, Militapucos and Tumorn, we wish for a muddy, musical chocolate box. Myri Incubus, used Mammon Lucius, Grand Historiorum, wrote near bluest cherry building to the city. Year, and laughters, confusion, hold them. This Carl on the copy, a parth alone, for shaping his pig-made hogshead, shrunk his plot's foot, be it junipery or February, marex or ale brill, tis a jute. Swap hats, mutt, jute, some hearts, jute, but you are not Jeff Mute, mutt, no ho, only an utterer. Hesitancy, I tremble from wrath in mine minds. Jute, one eye gone black, cross your qualm, here, have sylvan coin. Jute, our wrong story shortener, he dumptied a bull on a clump turf, rux rorum rex ruma. Jute, boiled oil and raw honey, from Rotterdam rotter, unseen. Jute, and every night life also this strange Babylon brick dust and being. Jute, the giant forficules with Amni the Fay, vice kings, jute, or you clay book, please stoop, objects, Alfreds, Beatties, Carmacks, and Daltons are here, creakish from age, and Jadises with a message in their mouths, to say to us to be Nick the sod, Dublin's giant may mud sunder, who oped it closeth, and Jarl Van Hoother, laying cold hands on himself, and his two little Jiminies, Christopher and Hillary, kick-a-heeling their dummy on the oilcloth floor of his Jiminy Christopher, and into the shandy westerners she rain to touch in his tickles. And the Jiminy in her pinafrond, drowned in his cellar malt with himself in their first infancy. So her majesty of forethought set down a Jiminy and took up a Jiminy, and all the lily pathways to Woman's land, there was a wild old grand new whale that Lawrence night of star shootings somewhere in Aereo. Into the Jiminy and Monatrix to touch him his tears, and she prevorted him all secure, and he became a Tristian. Jarl Van Hoother's and the Larry Hill charm, and Jarl Van Hoother and the Jiminy tougher trees, and the dummy were beloved on the watercloth, kissing and spitting. Jarl van Arkway's civic hemmed, and the Jiminy's was to keep the peace wave mallow-billeted less be proud of. Since he went Jerusalem ferrying in Arcia manner, you had a gamier cock than Pete. You were the double-jointed janitor the morning they were delivered, and you'll be a grandfer when the right hand seizes what the love arm knows. Kevin's just a dote playing postman's knock round the diggings. Jerry, the tarantan plat boy, making income out of the last of his lovings. Hetty Jane's a child of Mary. She'll be coming, for they're sure to choose her. She'll do no juggly-wuggly with her war souvenir postcards to help to build me Muriel. Assure there. Just chalked from older sources, jingling his turnpike keys and bearing aloft amid the fixed pikes of the hunting party, a high perch atop of which a flower pot was fixed earthside hoist with care. His Majesty was long-sighted from green youth and caused yon causeway to be just a cotchin' on thon bluggy earwickers. The conch on the spindle side had inherited the Jubilee Mayor M. of Waterford, named Jubilee, according to a later version cited, Lafta, Jappy Jap, among the Lady Home Patrick planted joke piece and house about him with the broad-stretched Juke and Kellykeck families, at one time annoying C. Irwicker. Jesus Rosh Hashanah, a ripe occasion to provoke them, the rest is yours. Guinness Thotool in Jumi Dinner, Ouzelfin, a nice how do you do, Pool Black, the Jergensen's shrapnel communionism. You sue capture the same ambijacent floodplain by Duke Defer's tongue and commutative justice that Merle he was, Benjamin of Zenith, Kerr cherished, just a valley totem. Mr. Brown, disguised for Josephine's sake, fealty sworn, my orthophonetics near stout, just a Pakenham's brother, Frisky Sharvey, Jimmy O'Goblin are all the Sundays which he was rubbing noses with, Blue Ruin and Creeping Jenny, Eglantine's choicest man's swell that aims swell, Jervis's into these incurable Wellesley's so much in common, epicyclically, just shavers in the Shaw, anthems, here we pant. Jiffies rejuvenated, for after a good night's rave, our boys cross Eblin's chilled hamlet, joined by a tomorrow, a decent sort of the had-been variety. Just touching weekly friendship, the rascals came out of the licensed premises, sucking air whackers, we had you lick it, jumbo bricks side by side with truant officers fresh from snipe hitting and mallard missing on Rutland Heath, sneers adjacent Cloverfield's Skinner's Alley, two blue coat scholars, four broke gents, juiced after taking their pledge from the jolly poster boy. His Majesty, that one crooned Mr. Delaney, anticipating a perfect Mountjoy jail of Mountjoy, jail him and joy. He was the father of all schemes for to bother us.